Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Sal Licata, Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Just not good enough. Flat out unacceptable, honestly. You can't have it from either baseball team. Now, I want to start with the Yankees, and we'll get into the Mets in a little bit. Just another, you know, lackluster effort offensively from the Mets, where too many times you've seen that. I know this year they've been pretty good record-wise, but overall they just have not looked like a good team. But the Yankees, you know, they are held to the highest of standards. And maybe one day the Mets will get there. Their payroll, we know, is already there. But yeah, it's really the combo of the two. But I want to start with the Yankees here, because you could have argued last night, you know, we did a lot of the Rangers stuff last night coming off of that frustrating loss. But you could have made a case that the Yankees, again, struggling, losing to Minnesota, were a big deal. But now on top of it, another loss, clinching. I mean, this is how you know that the Yankees are in a little bit of trouble here. And I'm not saying that the Yankees aren't going to make the postseason. You'd have to be an idiot to say that. Now, I mean, is it possible? I guess anything is possible. But this is, it's way too early. The Yankees in a bad year, as we say all the time, they win 90-plus games. They're ravaged with injury right now. But still, you know something is wrong when the New York Yankees lose a season series to the Minnesota Twins. What? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's bad enough losing a game or two. The fact that they lost the first two at home last week, that was an issue. Had to come back and salvage the split with the Twins in that four-game series. Now, here we are in Minnesota. The Yankees lose the first two games. And really, I mean, non-competitive games at that. First time since 2001, the Twins have taken a season series from the Yankees. That is how you know something is wrong with the New York Yankees. And then you look at the lineup to take a step further, and you realize, wow, something is really wrong. Now, you can use whatever excuse you would like. Oh, it's always the same stuff. Oh, Bader's hurt and he's coming back. Yeah, big deal. Harrison Bader is not here to be an offensive force. Harrison Bader is here to play center field. He's supposed to improve the defense in center field and let Judge get some rest in right field, or, you know, take it easier on himself on that big body is in right field. Although center has not been an issue for Aaron Judge, of course, but you know what I mean? The wear and tear of center field. Bader's a center fielder. Let Judge play right. And the Yankees needed a left fielder. They didn't get one. Now with Bader hurt to start the year, I mean, we're looking at outfields with IKF, Aaron Hicks, Franchy Cordero. I mean, what is going on here? Willie Calhoun's the DH? What? This is the New York Yankees. I mean, you've got Boone said, oh, we got to be better with the Yankees. Yeah, well, look at the lineup. And I would even joke and say, well, that looks like a Pirate lineup, but the Pirates lineup is better. I mean, the Pirates are better right now. Oh, that looks like an Oriole lineup. No, the Orioles are better right now. Maybe like an A's lineup or a Royals lineup. Think about it. This is the New York Yankees. Willie Calhoun? You know, Peraza coming up. The Yankees relying on the young guys. Even Volpe, and I know he's starting to hit, but now the defense starting to come into question with Volpe making another error, where defensively, he has not been very good to be your shortstop. You almost feel like the Yankees, and look, you know why they made that decision, and I do love Volpe as a player, but all the talk about Peraza and what he is defensively, you know, that you feel like the Yankees are playing guys out of position, where Peraza should be at short if he's up here, and maybe you find another spot for Volpe. Anyway, it's not about that, obviously, right now. It's about their lineup being inept. You know, a couple of things are happening here in comparison to last year, which makes it a little bit worse. And I always thought last year the Yankees were playing way over their heads. You know, the comparisons early on in 98, they were never that good. No, obviously, they were good enough to get to the ALCS, but they were never 1998 good. You were kidding yourself if you believe that. But a couple of things are different. Number one, Aaron Judge is not doing what he did a year ago. Now, nobody thought that he was going to go out there and hit 60-plus home runs, and by the way, there's still plenty of time for him to do that. But right now, Judge is not carrying the offense the way that he did a year ago. It was basically a one-man show for the majority of the year. Number two, Jose Trevino. What did he do last year? He played at an all-star level. The guy was an all-star, a legitimate all-star, which helped mask some of the other weaknesses in that Yankee lineup. Well, Trevino is not doing that this year. One other difference from last year, Matt Carpenter. Carpenter also was masking a lot of the fundamental weaknesses that the Yankees had up and down their lineup, the roster construction, because of Matt Carpenter going on the tear that he did out of nowhere. It made up for guys like Josh Donaldson, who were expected to produce but didn't. And yet here we are with Stanton missing, Bader missing, Donaldson missing. Gleyber Torres is cooled off. Obviously, he wasn't in there yesterday, but Gleyber Torres is cooled off. And there are a lot of issues here with this Yankees team and the construction of the roster. The other thing that is happening in baseball that's different from last year is the Rays. Now, they finally lost the game, but geez, the Rays are 20-4. And you even get the Orioles playing well. Toronto off to a good start. You know, both the Orioles and Blue Jays at 15 wins. And the Yankees sitting in fourth place, 7 games back as we approach May. Now, it's way too early to be looking at the standings. I understand that. However, look at the team and then look at the teams in front of them. This is not one team where you look at it and say, well, it's Tampa, they'll cool off eventually. Yeah, they might, but are they going to cool off enough for the Yankees to catch them in that division? You know, it's 7 now. It might be worse in another week or two. But that's something that didn't happen a year ago, where it was the Yankees who got off to the hot start and really never looked back in that division. But this is, look, we've complained about the Yankees. See, here's where it's different from a few years ago. Prior to the year that they lost to the Red Sox in the wild card round, right? Last year, we know what happened in the ALCS. The year before that, in 2021, we complained about the Yankees in the regular season for the first time in a while, because usually the regular season isn't a problem for the Yankees. They have that mastered. The regular season is theirs. Division or not, they're going to make the playoffs, and you don't worry about it or them until the postseason. Well, that changed in 2021. Where we were calling, people were calling and we were concerned and talking about Boone, talking about Cashman, maybe it's time for a change here. We're in philosophy, it's just not working, same old things. And then they went out there and finally tried to add a lefty bat with Joey Gallo. They make the trade for Rizzo. And the Yankees and Cashman made enough acquisitions to get themselves into the postseason, albeit a quick out where they were one and done in the wild card game against the Red Sox. But still, at least in the regular season, we were all going nuts saying everybody should be fired. They still won over 90 games, 92 games, I believe, and made the playoffs. But that was really the first time we were concerned about this team in the regular season. Last year was kind of back to the old ways, where, all right, you know, they're fine, playing like the 98 Yankees, look at their record, and running away with the division. But then they fell off. But they had such a huge lead that it really didn't matter. Nobody got close to them. But they did fall off. Really, the cliff, it wasn't like they dipped a little bit. They came way back down. But obviously, it was more than enough to win the division. And then we saw what happened in the playoffs. They beat Cleveland, and then they get swept by the Astros. And then this offseason, what did the Yankees do to get better? They were relying on a full year of Harrison Bader. Well, I mean, that hasn't happened. They were relying on a bounce-back year from Josh Donaldson. Well, that hasn't happened. They brought in Carlos Rodon. Well, he hasn't pitched. They're hoping to keep other guys healthy and productive, whether it's Gleyber, whether it's Stanton. That hasn't happened. They're relying on the young guys. Volpe's been off to a slow start, both defensively and offensively, although the average is creeping up now over 200. But still. They're relying on LeMahieu to get back healthy, which, all right, you know, LeMahieu has been a contributor and, you know, the average close to now 300 early on this year. But think about what the Yankees have elsewhere. They did not build a strong enough Yankee-like roster. Simple as that. And they happen to find themselves now in the toughest division in Major League Baseball in the AL East. And you don't want to look at the standings because it really doesn't matter here in April. But man, seven games back of what we believe to be legitimate teams, or a team in the Rays, and then the Blue Jays, and even the Orioles are, you know, look, the Yankees should be better than really all three of those teams. But they've dug themselves a hole, and those teams aren't fluky. Like, I think you look at the Pirates and say, all right, well, Pittsburgh's off to a nice start, but come on, seriously. They're not going to be able to keep up this pace. 16-8 leading the NL Central right now. They're not going to be that good. I don't think anybody looks at the Rays and says, well, they're not going to be a legit playoff team. You look at the Pirates, they're not a legit playoff team, right? You look at the Rays, you say, well, that, I mean, they're legit. They might not be 20-4 good. You know, I doubt you're going to look up and see the Rays at 40-8. Although, I don't know with them. Who knows? But they're legit. The competition in the AL East is legit. The Yankee lineup is not legit. It's embarrassing is what it is. Too many times, this Yankee, you know, this Yankee lineup, I was talking to Terry Collins today, was in studio over at SNY on Baseball Night New York. And I was joking around with him saying, Terry, this Yankee lineup looks a lot like the lineups that used to run out there in 2012, 13, and 14. John Mayberry Jr., Eric Campbell, and that's what the Yankees, the Yankees got. Come on now. Willie, this is the New York Yankees. Willie Calhoun, Franchy Cordero, Aaron Hicks, IKF playing center on occasion. Two young guys with Volpe and Peraza. Remember, last year, if not for Aaron Judge going nuts, we all saw it. Their offense wasn't good enough. It's another game where the Yankees strike out a bunch and don't get enough hits. No homers, 9 strikeouts, only 8 hits. It's just not good enough. And they are held to higher standards, and they should be held to higher standards. And I don't want to hear about the excuses. And we saw the, you know, people tweeting about all the amount of money that's on the payroll right now. Yeah, look at the Mets. Look at the money that's on the IL for them. You know, the Yankees payroll, the amount that's on the IL. Look at the Mets. Every team's got issues. The more you spend, obviously, the more likely you are to have a higher payroll that's on the IL. But that's not an excuse for the Yankees or the Mets. And it, if anything, it plays more to the point where they didn't build the team the right way. Because you're relying on guys that are always freaking hurt. I'll go back to, I always say the same thing, and I'll chalk. And look, Stanton's a really good guy. He's a stand-up guy. Accountable, which I love. He's one of the great power hitters of this generation. There's no disputing that. However, since he's become a Yankee, he has not once lived up to the expectations of what they thought they were getting at that trade prior to, you know, in the 2018 offseason. After getting to Game 7 of the ALCS in 2017, they went all in for Giancarlo Stanton. Gave up nothing except whether it's financial flexibility or positional flexibility. That's what they gave up, preventing them from getting Manny Machado or Bryce Harper or others along the way. Preventing them from finding a better fit than Giancarlo Stanton. And outside of the first year, Stanton has never been healthy here. And even he is frustrated by it and knows it's unacceptable. So if he knows it, then I sure as hell can sit here and say it comfortably without offending him. The reality is Stanton has been a problem for this Yankees team. And I will say at that point, looking back now, I didn't like it then, but no doubt in my mind, looking back on it, that was the move that changed the trajectory or changed the course of this Yankees franchise for the worst, because they were on the right path. Now, look, they had Girardi there. It was a little different, but, you know, it was the end for Girardi anyway. You knew that that was going to end that year. It just so happened that they exceeded expectations getting to Game 7 of the ALCS. But that, then they bring in Stanton, and it has been not downhill ever since, but kind of flatlined ever since. Now, I'm not trying to tie in this year's future results to what's going on right now. I know that the Yankees will at some point get healthier. I know the Yankees at some point will get better. But you do need to at least be a little bit concerned as to what we're seeing here. When the Yankees get pasted by the Twins, and you look at that lineup that needs desperately to be cleaned up. You talk about trimming the fat. I mean, Calhoun, Cordero, Hicks, get them out of here. Franchi Cordero was a nice story for the first couple of weeks. Guess what? He turned back into Franchi Cordero. There's a reason why we were all shocked that he was hitting so many homers. This is it. Brian Cashman and the Yankee front office hasn't done enough. We'll get to your calls and the Mets on the other side. The Mets find themselves playing bad baseball after having such a good West Coast trip, a good start to their West Coast trip. Now, all of a sudden, they start to play some poor baseball, losers of three straight. And it's with the Braves coming to town this weekend, an unacceptable, pathetic effort by the Mets offense at home, too. They come back home. It's like they forget how to play baseball. What are they, scared of the fans at Citi Field? I don't understand it. We'll get to them, plus your calls on the other side. 877-337-6666. Going to 2 a.m. on this now, well, what is it? Tuesday night. Sal Licata on the Fan.